This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday. I know it is only 6 a.m., but I have not spilled anything on myself yet today.
I'm impressed.
This time yesterday, I was covered in smoothie.
Thank you for giving us another moment that kind of went viral yesterday. I think there's over 15 or 16,000 people have watched that video of you, what looks like a homicide scene on the side of your pants. And if you go to our Daily Migs TikTok account, at Daily Migs, you can see the...
The carnage. The
smoothie incident that happened to Taryn Daly yesterday. So I'm glad that you didn't wear your drink today.
Yeah, and I've got my lid put on very tightly on my coffee, so things should be fine. Steve Miggs, are you ready to inform the Rockaholics?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's your day to send off an email. It's National Email Day. I'm blown away nowadays. Some of these kids these days don't even use email.
No.
And that kind of blows my mind.
I'm pretty sure Brad's older kids only communicate with him through Snapchat.
Right.
If you sent them an email or left them a voicemail, I don't think they'd ever get it.
Yeah, and a buddy, I'm like, I sent you an email. He's like, I never check my email. Send me a Facebook message or a DM. I'm like, oh, man, all of a sudden, emails have become the landline.
It's true.
It's also National Movie Theater Day. So if you can remember, what was the last movie that you saw in the theater?
Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
It was so great.
Is that the one where you guys all dressed up as Cocaine Bears?
We all had matching Cocaine Bear t-shirts.
Yes.
It was great. That movie is so ridiculous.
No coke was consumed while going to see the movie. Okay.
No.
Still haven't seen that movie.
It is it's the craziest, goofiest, funniest, goriest movie you've ever seen.
The last movie I went to was The Iron Claw, which is about the Von Erich family. It's a wrestling movie. But I went with a bunch of my wrestling buddies. And it's a very sad film. So at some point at the end of the movie, we're all looking at each other and like, all of us were like welled up eyes, kind of tears have come down our face a little bit. We're like, maybe this wasn't the best choice for a boys' night out to go check out The Iron Claw.
Pick something a little more positive
next time. Like Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
Sarah, do you remember the last movie you saw in the theater?
Barbie.
Oh, that checks out.
It was a great movie, Steve.
I didn't even say a word, and she's already on the defense.
Because I know your feelings and I see your face right now.
I didn't finish the movie. That's all. I didn't say I hated
it.
I saw everything
it.
I needed to see. I'm like, okay, I'm good.
I haven't even started it.
I'm not
I need to.
Anything. Go on. Maybe she does a bunch of cocaine. See Cocaine Barbie.
Oh, no.
Danny, do you remember the last movie that you've seen in theaters?
The Haunted Mansion.
When was that?
Last summer.
Okay. I couldn't remember when that was.
Yeah, well, I took Lily to see it, and it was probably the greatest movie of all time.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. Better than Titanic.
Okay, second greatest movie.
All right,
let's
not get crazy with these statements, Danny.
Better than all the Rocky movies.
Well, now we don't need to have that conversation now, do we? Let's talk about Zach Wilson. The Denver Broncos have gone from one Wilson to another Wilson. I still contend that the Broncos should force him to wear number 3 for all the fans that bought Russell Wilson jerseys. At least that way they could still rock a quarterback jersey with the name Wilson and a number 3 on the back of it. Yep, the former New York Jets guy did not have a good run in New York. You know what? As much as you want to maybe give him a hard time, that's a tough place to go in as a rookie. Then with all that pressure, the New York media is just ruthless. The fans are even worse. And then you get Aaron Rodgers showing up, and then he gets injured. It was just a cluster F for that guy. So maybe a change of scenery. Also a coach who's very hands-on with his quarterbacks, with Sean Payton. This could be a good thing. I don't know. But you know what? It's probably better than him playing in New York with the Jets. And still, the Broncos are rumored to be grabbing a quarterback in the draft, which is happening this Thursday. So who knows what's going to happen with Zach Wilson. Maybe he's just an insurance plan in case they can't get the quarterback that they want.
The first 15,000 Mariners fans attending the series opener against the Arizona Diamondbacks this Friday will receive a classic turn-ahead-the-clock Mariners jersey. I couldn't remember what these looked like, so I Googled it, and the first thing that popped up was Griffey rocking one.
Yes.
It debuted back in 1998 originally. It's kind of got this futuristic design. It's got no sleeves.
It's ugly as sin, but I really want one. You know what? It's like that ugly dog that's kind of cute. These jerseys are so nasty, but I love them.
So the actual Mariners team will not be wearing these
because they're ugly as sin.
But they want all the fans to be rocking them in the stands. So the Mariners are going to be in Texas today, taking on the Rangers. This will be taking place on Friday when they take on the Diamondbacks at home.
And I think they're rocking. I think it's number 24 on the giveaways as well for Ken Griffey Jr.
Super
and
cool.
I think they would have worn them, but I believe Fanatics is still having a hard time getting them the jerseys. I don't know if you've heard all the craziness with that, like. This has just been like a massive disaster when it comes to using Fanatics as the jersey provider for the teams.
Are they the ones that did the see-through pants,
the see-through pants, the pants that rip, the really small font on the names on the jerseys people are complaining about as well. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't know the exact details, but I remember reading something along the lines of the Mariners still haven't rocked, or maybe they finally have, but they weren't wearing those Sunday cream-colored jerseys because they still hadn't gotten them from Fanatics.
Oh, no.
So it's just been like a one of those kind of things. But you know what? This giveaway sounds pretty awesome.
Yes.
Hey, the Kraken, their season is done. They're not playing in the playoffs, and that's okay. You know what? Three seasons down, didn't make the playoffs. We made it last year, so the expectations were a little bit high, and now Ron Francis in the offseason has the tough job of figuring out what the hell to do with this team so that they don't continue to regress and they actually see a little bit of a forward momentum, maybe make the playoffs next year. Some are wondering, will Dave Hackstall return? They did sign him for an extension after that playoff run last year, so, I mean, he's locked in for a couple years, but that doesn't mean anything. If you want to get rid of a guy, you get rid of him, and a lot of people are believing that Dan Bielsma, the coach over in Coachella, is a guy that'd be perfect to be brought up to be the coach for the Seattle Kraken because he's had great history with the Penguins and also now with the AHL team. But we'll see what happens with the Seattle Kraken.
Let's go.
As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 69 degrees. It's going to be nice and cloudy.
Also, real quick update. Uh-huh. Steve, you mentioned the video on our TikTok of Taryn spilling her smoothie all over herself.
Yesterday. Yes.
You said, you know, 14,000 people. You clearly haven't looked recently.
I looked yesterday afternoon. It was like 15,000.
54,000 people have viewed you making an accident on yourself, Taryn. And it's now on our Instagram as well.
Oh,
so,
thank you,
at Daily Migs.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
Over 50,000 people have seen you. With a bloody pants.
It's so great.
The smoothie pants. You got a smoothie butt.
It is a smoothie butt.
Hey, that's the DMD, and that's what's up.
A member of our show witnessed a man dressed as a dog yesterday taking a selfie. We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
they say a picture is worth a thousand words. Especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix show. Here's four shots to wake you up.
Rockaholics, if you go and follow us on social media, we would be so appreciative. Our handle is at Daily Migs. And there you will see a picture that has four shots within it. Four things that summed up our days yesterday. And I will kick things off with my shot.
All right. So I noticed in the picture it's something red.
It's
is
red.
That, is that a cup or is that a...
It's crimson.
Is that a thermos?
Gray.
Okay.
Which are the colors of the Cougs.
Silly Steve.
Washington State University.
My bad.
So I come from a long line of very talented garage sailors, very passionate garage sailors. My parents love a garage sale.
Okay.
And my dad was so excited. He went to a garage sale yesterday and found this Skookum Brewery... I don't know if it's a crowler or a water bottle. I'm really not sure, but it is.
So it is kind of like a thermos thing.
Yeah, but I can't tell if this is something that Skookum created and sold or if someone like built this.
Because, like a bootleg?
Yes, because it kind of has, it almost has kind of like a Nalgene top on it.
Uh-huh.
And the inside is kind of more of a water bottle, like. I don't know. I can't tell what it is. Wait, I don't know if I'm supposed to put beer or water in it.
I'd like to apologize. I just said, uh-huh, like as if I knew what the hell you were talking about. A Nalgene top?
A Nalgene, like, you know, like a Nalgene bottle? You don't know what the brand Nalgene is?
All right, Danny's shaking his head no.
No.
What are
Sarah's
you talking
no.
about? Okay, before Stanley Cups, there were Nalgene bottles.
Don't get so defensive. Just because you're the only one that knows what a Nalgene bottle top is. You don't need to get mad at the rest of us who are the majority.
It's just like a water bottle top from a very popular brand of water bottles. Nalgene. That once were. Nalgene, yes.
Okay.
N-A-L-G-E-N-E. Well, you guys are making me feel like a crazy person.
No,
yeah,
no.
See that top?
All right, Danny found one on the internet.
Never heard of these.
This is the first I've ever heard of it. Honestly, I would have thought that was the name of a company that like bought thermos cups and put their logo on it.
What about Hydro Flask?
You know I've heard of Hydro Flask.
So it's kind of like the same type of top.
Thank
I got Hydro Flask.
Thank you for dumbing it down for us common folks over here.
So anyway, I'm not really sure if I'm supposed to put water or beer in it. I guess I could do either. It's
why not
now.
Both?
But it's just really cool, and I'm very excited, and I was stoked that my dad found it, and I think he paid like $2 for it.
So are you a big garage sale person then too?
Really, it's the estate sale. If there's an estate sale, I'm
really?
Oh, God.
Do you look like online to find places and then we'll drive out of your way to go to them?
Usually I'm just driving down the road and I see a sign that says estate sale this way and I turn.
Oh, so you'll just stop and go.
Oh, yeah. You can find some gems for a real good deal. Great place.
Yeah, I've never been a garage sale person. Like I always see them and I'm always like kind of tempted. Like, I wonder what I can find. But I'm like, I'm going to waste my afternoon looking through a bunch of crap until I find something that maybe I kind of want, and I'm going to spend money just to justify me stopping to look at somebody else's crap.
Well, next time I go garage sailing, I'm going to bring home a treasure for each of you.
Okay.
Aww. All right.
You're a real sweetheart.
Thanks.
Please get me a Nalgene bottle. I'm a big fan
of those. I will look for one.
Huge fan of the Nalgenes.
Sarah, would you be so kind as to tell us about your shot?
Yes. One of my friends who lives in Japan is visiting. So me and one of our other friends all hung out, and we have known each other since the second grade.
So the picture's you with two people taking a selfie in a mirror.
Yes. Because
where are you?
Oh my gosh. Listen, I love my friends and I love my friend that's living from Japan, but they don't have, he's lived there for 12 years and they don't have a lot of things that they do in America. So he wants to go to all of the stores they don't have in Japan, all of the restaurants. So that selfie was taken at REI.
Okay, I was wondering, I was like, did you just go shopping and you're in like a dressing room with two dudes?
Pretty much, yeah. Last time he visited, we went to like...
Dear Penthouse, never thought this would happen to me.
Well, we went to Eddie Bauer because he really wanted a jacket. And they have this whole like freezer that you can just go in to test how warm your jacket is.
What?
So we all just go in the freezer.
What? Wait, at REI?
No, at Eddie Bauer. Yeah.
What, to prove that this thing will keep you warm?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, to make sure like they're not full of crap. So we were all just chilling in this big freezer together.
Who thought that was... I think it's a brilliant idea, but how do you run that through the entire like management chain to be like, look, guys, I know space is important at our store, but hear me out. We're going to put a giant freezer in the store. That way people can put on our jackets and test them out in it.
It's kind of brilliant.
No, I agree.
It's kind of like when you go to get like new running shoes and they actually have a treadmill for you to like try them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that.
Or I've been like hockey stores where they'll have like synthetic ice, the kind of stuff that they have at like some of the fairs and things where you don't have to freeze it. It's just kind of plastic. That way you can put on some of the gear and test it out and see how it feels. Even though it's not the same as ice, but at least it's something that you could test it out on.
Yeah.
I love that.
So we went on a little adventure.
Try it before you buy it. Danny, tell us about your shot.
Well, yesterday, we've talked about it before on the show, but my favorite local band from Albuquerque, Left Unsaid, is playing a reunion show this summer.
At what point do they get a restraining order on you?
Literally.
They should. They really should. I think they actually have had one in the past. But no, they're playing, and they announced it yesterday, so I decided, and that was a big deal in my on my Facebook feed. Like, all of my, it's going to be like a high school reunion. No,
it was a huge deal on mine as well.
I know it was. I'm glad we went to the same high school. No, but it was like
Albuquerque
literally.
For life.
It's literally going to be like the class of 2005 going to this show, and so I decided to post my picture of me getting the tattoo from the band.
You are that big of a fan of pretty much an unknown band.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
That you have their tattoo.
I do. And they're doing their movie release, which I'm in the documentary.
Do you have the tattoo because it's like a hometown pride kind of a thing? Like, it's like, these are our guys.
It's a little of all of it. I mean, they were such a big influence on me, like learning that I could play guitar and play in a local band. And then their music was just on another level for me. Like, they were one of the bands that like really just kind of defined who I was back then. And then like becoming friends with the guys, and then also, yes, it's like a Albuquerque, New Mexico, like, you're only
in
the
pride
scene,
kind of, yeah. I'm not giving you a hard time because I think about that, and the band Biohazard's from Brooklyn, New York. I grew up in Brooklyn. I have a Biohazard tattoo, and a little bit of it is because they're one of my all-time favorite bands, but also that was like they were our rock stars. Like, they were the band that made it for us.
Yes.
And Danny, you sent us the trailer for the documentary that's coming out about this band, and it was awesome.
You watched it?
I did.
I just liked it.
And no, listening to just a couple clips I heard, I'm like, you know what? Had this band been on my radar back then, I would have been a big fan too.
It's crazy.
They sound great.
They're doing like a whole like theater rent out, and then they have, it's coming on Amazon Prime. Like, I was like, wow, this is a big deal.
Oh, to go real quick back to what Sarah was talking about, the cold room. Someone said REI has a rain room for waterproof jackets.
What?
This is amazing.
I just want to go now.
We need more theme rooms at department stores. And someone texted in, Steve, what the hell is going on in your picture? I was leaving work. I was stopped at the stoplight, ready to turn and get out of here. I get out of Seattle and go back to Puyallup. And I saw the strangest thing. I had to get out my phone. I was so glad the light stayed red long enough. Usually when that happens, by the time I get my phone out and I'm ready to take the picture, the light has changed, or I got to keep going. And I'm like, I missed the opportunity. I have no idea why. And I had no chance to ask this guy. But there was a dude dressed as a dog taking selfies. And I think he was on the phone at one point as well. And I'm talking about like the furry costume, like a giant mascot dog head. And this guy, and I'm just like, and I looked at it, and all I could think is, you're not really helping the whole Seattle is a weird place to live narrative.
So he's got the head on, but no tail,
no
paws,
no,
just the head.
Never took the head off. And I was stuck in that life for a while. And I'm just watching this dude, and he's taking selfies. I think he was even answering a phone call. And I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing? And where is he off to with this giant dog head?
I hope he was just barking on the phone.
That would be amazing. The best part is, if you look at the picture, there's a fire hydrant right by it. I'm like, oh, if he commits to the bit, I might have to get out of my car and just take a minute.
It's quite the shot. So, Rockaholics, when did you think Seattle or the PNW is a strange place? What's the craziest thing you have ever seen in the Northwest? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after the White Stripes.
The Daily Mix Show.
When did you think to yourself that Seattle or the PNW is a strange place? What's the craziest thing you have seen in the Northwest? 206-803-ROCK.
These texts are killing me already. Some of the stories that people are sharing, because this all stemmed from me leaving work yesterday. Right on, was that 700 and what is our
Fifth Avenue?
Pine?
Oh, okay.
Fifth and
where the hell do we work?
Fifth and Columbia?
Yeah, but it was on whatever that 700 building is, right in front of that building.
Oh, the Columbia Tower.
Yeah, okay, that's, thank you.
Yes.
In front of the Columbia Tower, there's a dude dressed as a dog taking selfies and on the phone with the giant mascot dog head. It was hilarious. So someone just texted and said that this literally happened last week in Ballard. I was driving around with my co-best man, and he's from Hawaii. I was taking him around trying to find some cigars for our buddy's wedding. on the way back from Balor to Wallingford by the troll, there was a guy in a full dragon costume riding an enduro motorcycle, live streaming himself while singing songs and doing tricks on the bike. The dude from Hawaii is like, is this normal? And I said, yes, this is Seattle normal, LOL.
That sounds amazing. I'd pay extra to see that.
Another person texted and said, I saw a guy pretend to throw up on a train to make people move out of their seats to run away from him, only to steal their seats. It was awesome.
That's kind of genius.
Not a bad idea. And one more text at 206-803-ROCK. I saw a guy walking a ferret on a leash in the park. The most Seattle thing ever from Mike and Bothell.
That's amazing.
It blew my mind seeing people walk their cats. I've never seen that until I moved to Seattle.
That one of the weird
with
things
leash,
I saw
with
was
a leash.
I saw a guy walking turtles that had he had leashed two leashed turtles.
Why do you need to leash a turtle? How far are they going to get?
They're not gonna run away.
I think you're gonna be able to keep up with the turtle.
206-803-ROCK. When did you think Seattle or the PNW is a strange place? Joe in Battleground. What was the guy doing in the car?
Well, so I drive for a living, so I see a lot of crazy things out on the road.
I bet.
So I'm on I-5 heading north, and I'm in a box truck, and so I'm way up there. And I looked down at this car, and this guy was getting a little handsy with himself.
Ooh.
If you know what I mean.
Oh.
So he was making love to himself?
Yes, and I would slow down, he would slow down, I would try and speed up, and he would just pace me. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? So the next first exit that I see, I'm off.
Well, better you than him getting off the freeway.
Sorry.
And then I've seen people eating with chopsticks,
dude,
driving down the road.
I've seen that before, too, and that just blows my mind. I get having a sandwich, and you have one hand, and you're just kind of chowing down, but when somebody's actually using utensils as they're eating, that's impressive and scary
especially,
at the same time.
Yeah, especially chopsticks.
Yes.
Which, you know, that's pretty difficult. I can't use them. And driving? No way.
Heck no.
Did
Thanks,
you think
Joe.
Of did you think of honking the horn while that guy was enjoying some alone time?
I was just so, like, I was disgusted. It was just not right.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Because I had a thing for box trucks.
So he says, a few weeks ago in Bellingham, there was an event where a bunch of people showed up to watch a dude eat two packages of crackers.
For what? Like a...
He's now known as Cracker Guy, and it was all over the Bellingham subreddit.
I wonder if it was like a Guinness World Record thing or something.
Or maybe it was just like, you know, like a stupid idea, like, hey, let's throw a party at a Chuck E. Cheese kind of a thing. You know, like, let's just do something so ridiculous and see if people show up. And this guy's like, I'm going to eat two things of crackers.
Maybe there's a cracker fetish community.
In Bellingham?
Probably.
If anywhere, it would be in Bellingham.
Rockaholics, is today going to be the day? Steve Miggs, are you going to hit 100 wins?
Oh, I hope so.
Rockaholics, if you would like to try to beat Steve and put off that 100th win, give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs is currently 99 wins, 26 losses, and 15 ties in 2024. We will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.